It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
It's the Shadron State Sports Journal, our Wednesday night program canvassing CSC athletics, talking to the coaches and the student athletes that you hear on CSC game days. And we're really excited to be joined by running back Jalen Starks in the studio here today. Jalen, great to have you in. Thanks for coming in today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I've been wanting to talk to you in this kind of manner for several years now. Finally, we get a chance to catch up. It's been crazy with COVID and the schedules and how the season works, but a great opportunity to talk to you now, Jalen. You on Saturday, if you don't know, fans, Jalen is the starting running back for the Eagles, and at Fort Lewis Saturday, he found the end zone three times in the 56-3 victory. How good did it feel to contribute those three touchdowns, Jalen, and to get the first win as a team this year?
It felt really good to have those three touchdowns. I really want to give shout-outs and great thank yous to my O-line. They blocked well. They blocked amazing. They do every game. And just getting our first team win overall, just great morale for the team and just – I love riding home on a bus ride to comedy movies.
Absolutely. That's kind of the reward is getting all those great comedies. And you joked with me after the game, you wanted that fourth touchdown, Jalen.
I did. But, you know, we spread the love. My boy Rylan Aguayo, he got a great touchdown, his first college touchdown. Also, shout out my boy Roe, his first college touchdown. And I'm just proud of the guys for the win.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the backfield, we talked about it a bit before jumping on the air. And in years prior, CSC has kind of become a running back mill where there's three or four, even more of you guys back there that can run the football. How fun is it to be a part of a situation like that where you've got a whole group of guys that can get the job done running it?
It's a lot of fun. Knowing that you can trust the man next to you to go do his job and go get those hard fought yards is amazing. And just the love and chemistry that we have in that running back room, especially with Coach Garris, is amazing. I love all of them.
And you're as a senior, a lot of experience in college football under your belt. Some of the young guys you mentioned, Rylan Aguayo and Brock Ping and these guys, Jaden Cox even. He's been playing for a few years, but still has several years to go. Do you find yourself able to give them some advice and kind of help them along a little bit as they develop their careers?
Yeah, I give them a little advice during practice, coach them along where they can, but I feel like those guys, they just have the gift. They know exactly what they need to do, especially Brock, Dorian, Jaden, Rylan, all of them. And we have some freshmen coming in too. Well, not coming in, they're already here. Our red shirts, Jake and Adam, I feel like they're going to be special as well.
Man, that's great. Jalen Starks with us, running back for the Shadron State football team, coming off a 3-score day. Jalen, you faced some great defenses so far in the first half of the season. How does facing those type of defenses prepare you for the back half of the schedule you guys are going to come up against?
I'd say facing those defenses, it gets the nerves out. Even though we lost, I feel like our guys, we fought well throughout those games, and just battling back this season, we want to win out. We just want to be 6-5 and just finish strong.
What was the toughest defense that you faced in that group? Was there one that stands above the rest, or are they all sort of similar in terms of having a battle for that yardage?
I feel like Angelo State, also it being our first game, was the hardest defense, but I also feel like those are some pretty tough guys, and they came to play.
They did. They absolutely did. They're ranked number, what, two in the country or three in the country right now. So they have been bringing it every year. Tough team to face. Jalen, you started your college career at UCLA, Division I, huge school. Speaking of great defenses, do you recall some of the defenses that you faced in the Pac-12 and what that was like?
Oh, let me think about it. Actually, I would say ASU for sure, and also both Arizona's, Washington's great defense as well, but really I'd say Memphis, Tennessee. That was definitely one of the better defenses I've seen, and just being in that atmosphere and actually getting a chance to play against those guys, it was a lot of fun.
Memphis Tigers?
Yes, sir.
And that's interesting to hear. They're kind of known more as an offensive type of school with a few years ago, Paxton Lynch, I remember, Bronco draft pick, was throwing the ball for Memphis, but a solid defense there. Jalen, as you started at UCLA, you got some carries, you got in the end zone. That feel good scoring as a Bruin?
Yes, sir. It felt like a dream come true playing on the D1 level and actually going to a school that you actually had like hopes and dreams of going to. It just it felt amazing.
Well, we're glad that your path has led you to Shadron State, Jalen. And before we dive a little bit more into the CSC career, you know, what was it like to come into an iconic stadium like the Rose Bowl, where the Bruins call home, and play in a big building like that that has so much history and tradition?
Oh, like I said before, it was a dream come true. I was just glad that it wasn't too far from home. My mom got to come, my family got to come, and I was just happy that they were proud of me. And just being on that Rose Bowl, it's not grass, it's not turf, it's grass. So being on that field was just, it was a true dream come true. It was amazing. And it's just something you just dream of. It's a feeling that it's so hard to explain. Like, I get excited just talking about it.
Yeah, I can see it in your face, Jalen, how much that means to you to have had those moments in your college football career. And you mentioned the natural grass. I love a good natural grass field, too, with football. And don't get me wrong, the turf is beautiful. It's nice surfaces that we've got around. Certainly easier to manicure and maintain, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Just from the running back perspective, is it really a lot different to run on natural grass versus, say, like a turf at Don Beebe Stadium or around the country? Does it feel different? Does it make you perform different?
It feels a lot different. I wouldn't cutting on grass, you're more like you could slip most likely because it's just so natural. But with turf, it just catches under your feet and under your cleats. And it's like turf, I feel a lot faster on turf. I might not look that fast on turf, but I feel faster on turf. And whereas grass, I feel regular speed, but grass is much softer, as you said. Like landing is just, I'd rather land on grass than turf and scratch my body up.
Jalen Starks, our guest running back for Shadron State. Here's kind of a weird question that just popped in my mind talking about turf, Jalen, that I actually get from fans and I think about a lot too. Those little rubber pellets, do they ever get in your eyes or your mouth or your face? Do they ever like really affect you or get up in your face and your face mask when you're playing?
Actually, sometimes they do because I don't wear a visor. I get turf in my eyes, not a lot, but it's very rare, but I do get turf on my face a lot. And then having turf burns landing on it, all that rubber just peeling that skin back, oh, it just hurts thinking about it.
Oh, man, it's funny. I'll feel something in my shoe in, like, March, and I'll shake it out. And I've got those little rubber pellets from when I was out at practice or football hanging out with you guys and covering the team. They just kind of stay with your shoes for a while.
Stay with you forever.
Yeah, those little pellets are always with you. But, all right, we'll go back on target here, Jalen.
Yes, sir.
You started your CSC career in 2020, totally a weird season, the pandemic shortened four-game season. You burst on the scene, a huge fall. It was great to see you just kind of boom, 330 yards, 7 touchdowns. What was it like for you to play at a brand new school and in that pandemic season?
It was new for me because, like everybody else, we never faced anything like that pandemic before. But Coach Long bringing me in, blessed me with the opportunity to come play with Shadron. It felt good to have football again back in my life. So I felt like I had to come show what I could do and just show what I could bring to the team and the community.
Was it a weird or eerie feeling kind of looking around and saying, hey, we're the only game in town right now in the country. There's only 10 D2 teams playing and we're so lucky we get to do it. Did it have kind of an odd feeling like that?
It had the opposite. It had a really good feeling. It let it be known that all eyes were on us and we went and won. I think we won 2 of those 4 games and just letting people know what we could do and putting ourselves on the map felt real good.
Yeah, that last one, it was snowing against South Dakota School of Mines.
Yeah.
And it came down pretty hard. Was that, had you played in a snow game before? You're a West Coast guy.
That was actually my first snow game like that. It was amazing. It was freezing, but it was amazing. It was a great experience.
Did we make a snow angel down there in the field?
I didn't because I was extremely cold and I just ran straight back to the locker room, but I saw a couple of linemen doing it. So
that's great. Jalen Starks, our guest, CSC running back today on the Sports Journal. Jalen, the year following the pandemic, 2021 last year, you were away from CSC football, focusing on the academic side and ready to get back in the uniform. What did the year away from the sport really do for you as a student athlete and your career here at Shadron State?
The year away from football really just, it made me realize like I need to get my academics together and just need to get it together so that I can do what I want to do and hopefully get to the NFL. And just, it made me really realize like this is it. Like if I keep messing up, football would be taken away from me. So I had to get it together and just be able to come back and play with my guys. And I'm just grateful they accepted to have me back.
Yeah, and we were talking before the interview today too. You just got out of class. You had a fun art class. You're enjoying that. What other kind of things on campus are you enjoying on the academic side right now?
Oh, I would say I enjoy my presentational speaking class, actually, with Miss French Collins. That was actually a really fun class that I had. Had my roommate Bird in there. I miss him, but he made class a lot more fun, and just being in that class, it helped me with my public speaking a lot. So
All right.
I enjoyed that the most.
Speaking great on the interview today, so we'll have to give Dr. French Collins a shout-out for that one,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Jalen Starks with us here on the show. A couple of fun ones for you, Jalen, just kind of diving into the game of football and how you play. You know, when you get the handoff, how about after the handoff, what are you looking at as you approach that line of scrimmage? It's kind of fun to watch you get the ball, kind of pitter-patter the feet, look around. What are you scoping out there?
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
You bet. And your running style and your speed, Jalen, you're a bigger running back. People out there see you, don't, I'm sure, understand how fast you really are with the strength and the speed that you have. How would you kind of describe your running style?
Oh, I would say I'm more of a power back, but I do have that speed, like you said. Not too fast, but fast enough to get to where I need to be. And I kind of, growing up, I tried to base myself off Marshawn Lynch, but seeing how I'm bigger than him, not saying stronger, because that man is a dog and an animal, but I really tried to base my running style after him and Adrian Peterson in a way, the two I grew up watching.
Yeah, yeah, those are great comparisons, I think, with the power and the speed both of them have. I like to describe you as a nimble runner, too, because you can get on those toes and really kind of pick a spot and then bang, right off the toes, you go. And so a nimble, strong runner. Do you love the goal line the most? Do you get that football right there with the chance to dive over like you did at Western?
Yes, sir, I love it a lot because it really shows that grit and that grind. It shows who wants it more, those 2-3 yards, it really shows like that determination. If you're gonna stop me, stop me. But if not, I'm getting in this end zone. So
yeah, good luck to defenses trying to hold back Jalen Starks on that goal line. Special teams, how about that, Jalen? It's always been huge at Shadron State in the history and tradition and the success of the program. And you have found a lot of success and a really important piece of Shadron State's special teams now this year.
I'd say special teams is the most important spot on our team. We emphasize that every day. We practice it every day with Coach Coombs. So I feel like that is definitely a big part of the Shadron State community and culture. And just if you want to be here, you will be a special teams guy. You have to make that play because that's a momentum swing right there.
It really is. And how about some of your favorite NFL players and teams? You mentioned Adrian Peterson already. What other players, teams, NFL, college do you like or kind of look up to?
I'd say growing up also, because I played linebacker, I used to really, really praise Ray Lewis. I used to watch his highlights all the time. Tavon Austin, at one point I played receiver, believe it or not. I used to just praise Tavon Austin. I wasn't much of a football guy. I grew up really watching basketball because of my family, but football really took its toll on me. I love it. And I'd say my favorite team is Chicago Bears, for sure. I'm a Bears fan till I die.
Bear down. So at linebacker, Mike Singletary. Might be a little bit before your time, but
I know who he is, though. I know a little bit about him, and I didn't really get to watch him play as much as I did Ray Lewis because I wasn't all, you know, I never really watched it as much, but yeah.
What about offense versus defense? You played linebacker, you played receiver, now you're a star running back, you played running back in majority, well, all your college career, really.
Yes, sir.
Do you like offense more than defense, or do you wish you kind of were able to get out there and hit some people a little bit?
Honestly, I like having the feeling of the ball in my hand. Just I like offense more than defense, but defense just always has that special place in my heart. Like, that linebacker position will always be special to me.
Yeah, you bet. Jalen Starks with us here today. We talked about some of the classes at CSC that you like. What career after school do you think? You mentioned NFL. Obviously, you got to chase that as long as you can and hope that you'll get some opportunities that level for sure. Aside from, say, maybe pro football, what kind of stuff are you interested in maybe doing the rest of your life?
I would actually want to do sports broadcasting, something like this, be on the radio. And if not that, I want to work with my uncle. He does financing, like finance accounts for other athletes. So I feel like that would be a lot of fun.
Two terrific paths. Jalen, you're off to a great start in the sports broadcast world, I can tell you here today, being on the radio show. Jalen Starks, our guest. And we mentioned the different positions you like. You got defense, you got offense, special team. Have you ever punted or kicked field goals or anything?
Oh, actually, I did. I kicked my first punt my junior year of high school, and same game, pulled my hamstring right after that punt, so I never punted again.
Oh, no. Speaking of the Bears and different positions, Brian Urlacher, he punted and was a linebacker at New Mexico and went to the Bears, so a guy maybe you're probably pretty familiar with.
Yes, sir. That is Brian Urlacher, great linebacker, as you can see, Hall of Fame linebacker, and just and if I played linebacker, I would want to build my play after him, too, because he's a hard hitter, plays downhill, great in coverage, and just it's an all-time Bear right there.
Yeah, yeah, an absolute legend. Jalen, what's been, who has been one of the biggest influences on your life?
My mom. My mom has always been my biggest influence, and I'll say that forever, because just the adversity we faced growing up and just how she's always positive mindset and just pushed me and my little sister to go through school and just keep our heads up. I love that woman, and just I truly thank her for everything.
Wow, that's great. Those moms are always there. You gotta love them and give them the shout,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Final one for you, Jalen. You got Adams State coming up this weekend. How excited are you to take on the Grizzlies, and you feel like you can have some success against that defense?
Very excited. They have a great team, great defense, great offense, great special teams, great everything, and just we have a great team as well, and I can't wait to get on that field, the home field, and just bring a win to the crowd.
Jalen Starks, our guest tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. Jalen, it has been a lot of fun watching you play the last few years, talking to you, getting to know you, and having you on the show today. Fans, come out and watch Jalen and the Eagles this weekend as they take on Adams State. Jalen,
yes,
thanks.
Thank
again.
You. Thank you, Dave.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles Dave Collins chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Fine.